Line, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll free, 800-259-9231. As we launch into hour number three of the program, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. On the way here, we'll tell you about how the FBI has stolen a man's life savings. And they could care less about his life. We'll get to that. But first, another story I promised last night we didn't get to. Drug traffickers, according to ABC News, are using a fleet of as many as 20 mini-submarines to move huge quantities of cocaine through the Caribbean. Federal law enforcement and the Coast Guard officials tell ABC the cocaine vessels are often harder to detect than Russian submarines because of the way they skim the surface, say officials. The Russian submarine has a certain signal that you can just listen to underwater, while the cocaine vessels give very little signal, said the admiral, whose officers are testing a captured sub in order to adjust Coast Guard sensors. In a report to be aired, officials showed off the recently captured vessel, a semi-submersible that carried 9,000 pounds of pure cocaine. They started out with 4 to 5 tons. The new ones are estimated to carry between 12 and 15 tons of narcotics. The vessels are able to travel up to 2,000 miles and evade Navy and Coast Guard ships patrolling the waters between Colombia and the U.S. and Mexico. Officials say the cocaine trafficking groups actually assemble the vessels in the jungles of Colombia and then truck them to remote ports to be launched. The vessels carry a crew of only two or three and often are purposefully sunk if detected by patrol boats, say officials.
Patrol boats are looking for submarines?
Yeah.
Incredible.
They know they're out there, so they're on the lookout. It's hard to find them, though. The use of the subs comes as U.S. officials say cocaine prices have risen an estimated 45% in the last 10 months, a sustained trend that suggests supply is being affected. Well, that may or may not be the case. There's always inflation as a factor, too. The truth is drug dealers have to buy things just like anybody else, and so if their cost of living goes up, they're going to raise their prices.
And even if supplies are down, people are still paying.
Yep.
We're still making organized crime rich.
Never happened before, and I think 30 years of looking at the drug problem in the United States, said White House thug drug czar John Walter, saying, if we reduce the quality and raise the price, this product, like every other product, is susceptible to a declining market. Nonsense.
Yeah.
He is full of it. The fact is, these cocaine addicts will do, many of them, will do virtually anything it takes to get their hands on their next fix. And it doesn't matter what that includes. It could include stealing car stereos out of people's cars. It could include robbing banks, robbing people at gunpoint, breaking and entering into people's homes and, holding them at gunpoint while you take all their jewelry or whatever.
And
there's all kinds of ways to make money.
Still always going to have the good stuff. They can't stop it all. And that's the problem.
Critics say there have been other blips in cocaine prices before, and those have been proven to be only temporary.
Right.
The price of cocaine today, even after this blip, is about 40% of what it was in the 1980s, said Ethan Nadelman, the executive director of the Drug Policy Alliance, who, I might add, is going to be speaking at the upcoming Liberty Forum here in New Hampshire, January 3rd through the 6th. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. He says the drug czar is grasping for straws. Cocaine seems to be just as widely available on the streets as it ever was, said Nadelman. Of course he's right. Because people, just as much today as they ever did in the past, want to snort cocaine. It's actually pretty popular, apparently, around where we live here.
It's pretty popular everywhere among, 20-year-olds, I'd say. And
I think it's a terrible drug, but the fact is people want to use it. And as long as people want to use it, there are going to be people in the black market who are willing to risk it, risk arrest, risk severe penalties, in order to provide it to those people.
Oh, it disturbs your sleep. That's a terrible thing.
They'll go so far as to, just look at this from a wide perspective. The drug dealers, they have so much money, and their profits are so guaranteed, basically, because, again, the users are always going to be there looking for a fix. Their profits are so guaranteed, they can afford to just build these submarines and send them out, submarines. They're building their own subs. It's not like they're calling up a company and ordering these things. They've got people bolting together metal and, building submarines to load full of drugs and take to America. This is happening. It's like it's something out of a movie.
It just goes to show that they'll do anything. They'll come up with, no matter what the cops do, they'll figure out some way to get around it. They are building submarines.
Yep. And I was looking at some of the photos of the subs. They're obviously not really too advanced. They're just good enough to get the job done, you know, get from one point to another.
Sure.
In fact, they claim that they're one-way vehicles, but I don't know why that would be the case. That wouldn't make any sense. Why would you build a sub for a one-way trip?
They're not worth bringing back.
Not worth bringing back, yeah. Probably the case. Just the cost of doing business, basically, right?
If you can put together, the free market will come up with a submarine that's cheap enough that you can dispose of it.
That's what they've done here, except it's not the free market. It's the black market that's managed to figure this out. So it just really goes to show how effective the market is. That even when prohibited, these products still manage to find their way into the hands of the American consumer. Can we just stop this madness right now? Can we please end this insane war on drugs? Oh, there is one candidate that's willing to do it, Ron Paul. And there's a little bit more about Ron Paul we can talk about here in a few moments. But, you know, he's the only one. While, I guess Mike Gravel, he's sort of the Democrat guy that might possibly end the war on drugs.
He's so far behind the polls. I mean, he'll probably drop out before the New Hampshire primary.
Probably true. Nonetheless, I figured he was worth mentioning. I didn't want to make it sound like it was only Ron Paul. Even Dennis Kucinich, he's only good on possession of marijuana. He still wants to put the drug dealers in jail. He's still anti-drug in that way. So he's not going to be your savior. The only way to end this insane boondoggle of a government program that's ruining people's lives is by electing somebody like Ron Paul and hopefully some other representatives and senators that are like him to put an end to this insanity. I guess you don't really need the senators and the reps because Ron Paul can just pardon everybody. He can just say, pardon, pardon, pardon. He can get in there on his first day in office and pardon every single nonviolent drug offender in federal prison. And he could just basically...
Why wouldn't he? They haven't hurt anybody.
He should. In fact, if we ever get him on the show again, I plan on asking him a question about that as to whether or not he would, because I don't see any reason why he shouldn't. Here's another tragic drug war story for you, because the tragedy never ends. I mean, the whole drug war is based on ruining people's lives ever more than they could ever ruin them on their own with drugs. Because drugs are, you know, getting addicted to drugs, bad thing.
And it's important to point out here that just because you use drugs doesn't mean that you're a drug addict.
That's true.
So your life can be ruined, and it would not have been ruined at all with drugs, but it could totally be ruined by the war on drugs.
It absolutely can. You could spend the rest of your life in a prison cell because of possessing enough of these to possibly be considered a dealer, and then you're up the river.
I actually had to go to a bunch of classes when I got arrested, and there was one guy who dealt, I think it was cocaine, and he didn't use it at all, ever. He said it was awesome because it was 100% profit.
Yep.
And he never was tempted to use any of his product or anything like that. And that guy probably got put in jail for a while for selling cocaine, and he didn't have a drug problem.
He's unusual in the business. Many dealers are simply selling in order to finance their own habit.
Yeah.
But that's a true businessman who is involved there, and there are some that are like that. Now, this guy, he had a little bit of marijuana. He's 63 years old. His name's Luther Ricks, and he lives in Lima, Ohio. Two robbers who broke into Luther Ricks Sr.'s house this summer might not have gotten his life savings he had in a safe, but after the FBI confiscated it, he might not ever get it back. Ricks has tried to get an attorney to fight for the $402,767, but he doesn't have any money anymore. The Lima Police Department officers originally took the money from his house, but the FBI stepped in and took it from the police department. Ricks has not been charged with a crime and was cleared in a fatal shooting of one of the robbers. But still, the FBI has refused to return the money, he said. He said, they're saying I have to prove I made it. The 63-year-old Ricks said he and his wife Meredith saved the money during their lifetime, in which both worked while living a modest life.
Well, if he worked, then he could prove he made the money, right?
Yeah, sure. You've got all your pay stubs from back to 19...
I don't have last week's pay stub.
He's got
the
tax return. Isn't that enough? I pay taxes on this stuff.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL, CAI toll-free line, but you aren't required to keep tax returns beyond a certain amount of years, right?
They've got them.
And I'm sure they'll look it up for him.
Yeah, they're going to do all that footwork, right, Mark? Those bureaucrats?
They're certainly not going to make it easy.
We'll come back with more talk about these four folks. It's not an unusual story. If you've got cash and the police find it, say goodbye because of the war on drugs. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products, toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies, starting at just $4.95. You'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, December 21st, 2007, gold 809.90, ounce gold coins can be purchased for $834.26, 411.15 for half, 205.58 for quarter. That's $834.26, 411.15 and 205.58. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal. Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, and they include the archive. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just go online to freetalklive.com and download them. It's free. You don't have to log in. There's no membership fee. You just click and download. freetalklive.com. Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does that bother you? It bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com, talking about the insane war on drugs and how it just ends up ruining people's lives. Not only those who actually take the drugs, but innocent folks that get caught up in this, just the asinine laws that surround the war on drugs. Because there are drug dealers and because drugs are illegal, the government has passed all of this anti-money laundering legislation as well, because you couldn't possibly make any money without going through legitimate government-approved channels in America. And so if it's found out that you have cash in your house or cash in your car or wherever the government encounters you and you happen to have enough cash, they'll just take it. And then you have to prove that it was your money in the first place. You have to prove that the money was innocent of any crimes because they charge the money.
Right. What kind of sense does that make?
How can you madness
charge something that's inanimate?
Right. They don't actually. In this case, a 63-year-old man and his wife worked through their entire lives. They saved their money because they knew they were going to retire at some point, and they figured that they'd be able to take care of themselves if they put a bunch of money away, and that's the correct way to think. Certainly the right thing to do, except he didn't trust banks, so he kept it all himself. Now, probably not a good idea to keep all that money in one place, in this case over $400,000, but obviously he's not a financial expert. He didn't have it invested in anything. He just saved it all and kept it in a safe in his house. Well, turns out that there was a fatal shooting incident inside his house earlier this year where he and his son were attacked by two men. His son was stabbed. Mr. Ricks broke free and grabbed a gun and shot to death 32-year-old Gino Rock inside his home on Greenlawn Avenue. Police originally took the money after finding marijuana inside Rick's home, which Rick said he had to help manage pain. He said, I smoke marijuana, I have arthritis, I have shingles, a hip replacement, he said. He's retired from the Ohio Steel Foundry. He says he's always had a safe at home and has never had a bank account. Guess what, Mark? A representative of the FBI could not be reached for comment.
What a surprise.
Why should they talk to anybody? They've got the money. They don't have anything to say. American Civil, the ACLU of Ohio director said that Mr. Ricks has a tough road ahead. It's not impossible, but very difficult to get back his money.
It could take a long time.
And he has no money now.
Right, what's he doing for money?
The law of forfeiture basically says you have to prove you're innocent. It's a terrible, terrible law, he said. It's tilted in favor of the FBI in that Ricks need not be charged with a crime, and he hasn't been. They didn't even charge him with the marijuana possession.
Pretty typical.
And
they like to do that.
Right, they just take the cash. And the FBI stands a good chance at keeping the money, he said. The law will presume it is the result of ill-gotten gains. Look, the only ill-gotten gains
right,
in this case is on the FBI's side when they stole this man's life savings.
And what happened to guilty until proven innocent? Even the money is considered to be guilty until proven innocent.
That's a great
question. What happened to innocent until proven guilty?
What indeed? 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Krishna in Santa Cruz, listening on KSCO. Krishna, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks for being here. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I want to say right from the beginning that I'm for legalizing prostitution and drugs.
Yes. How about gambling? Let's throw gambling in there while we're at it.
And gambling, too. Yeah,
very
why
good.
Not? But, you know, as I say it, I think that I'm being too glib. Because I think that since the 60s, our society generally has become more permissive. And people of the 60s have been raising kids in a more permissive manner. So if drugs were legalized, I think we might have 12-year-old kids on up getting hooked on it. But
you have that today,
you know, I hear that when they legalized alcohol, for instance, after the prohibition, it didn't mean that there were more drunks. Those who would become alcoholics did, and those who didn't. So there was no tick up. I don't know if that would be the case with drugs.
Well, and
would there
in
be
Amsterdam,
like a lot of regulations about testing everybody for every particular job? I don't know what it would be, a Pandora's box opening. What do you think?
Well, things will definitely change, Krishna. But in Amsterdam, they legalized marijuana, and the usage of marijuana decreased in high school students.
Also, when we saw last year at the Liberty Forum, we saw Jack Cole speak.
From Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
Right. He brought up the point that before, when all drugs were completely legal, there was, I think it was 3% of the population was addicted to to drugs.
I thought it was 1%, but
or
okay.
1%, whatever. It was a very small percentage. But the point is, when they first made them illegal, and now today, their percentage of drug addicts is exactly the same as it was when it was totally legal.
This is what I hear from
whatsoever.
Certain doctors, that there isn't really an uptick that much. Maybe initially it would be, and then it would calm down.
That's what they saw.
Well, I think
there'd
be a big party. Yeah.
No, that's what they saw in Amsterdam. Is that after it went re-legalized or semi-legalized, whatever you want to call it, there was a slight spike in usage, but after that it dropped below the level that it was previously at. So basically what happens is you take away the forbidden fruit aspect to these drugs. It's no longer something that you can't do or shouldn't do or whatever you can't do. So kids aren't as excited by that anymore. It's, you know, it's the old thing where you tell a kid not to do something. Of course they want to go and do it.
Because, you know, kids, I don't know what the statistics are right now about smoking. I don't know if kids are smoking more or less.
Smoking's going down in all demographics because all of the anti-smoking campaigns out there. People are learning.
But wait, how can you accurately measure the young demographic when it comes to anything, especially things that they're not supposed to be doing?
Well, they're not growing up to smoke.
Right. Mm. They'll probably say no. I don't know. But this is the only thing I fear so much. Is, you know, I'm calling from Santa Cruz. It's called the Keep Santa Cruz Weird signs, bumper stickers.
Okay.
And here, every middle class homes to upper middle class homes, I think most of them have children that are doing drugs on a regular basis.
Oh, yeah. Whether it's alcohol or marijuana or something else, they're absolutely kids in America today. It's cool to get high.
I started with cigarettes at age 11 or 12.
And then what?
And then I went on to alcohol, and then marijuana, and then other drugs.
So the laws didn't stop you?
No, they didn't stop me, and I started doing drugs, technically, when I was 12.
You know what, Krishna, here's another aspect for you. The fact is, kids are doing drugs right now, and they're doing black market drugs, drugs that are produced in, you know, somebody's bathtub.
Yeah,
or
all the sins that happen when you make something illegal is
exactly
happening. I understand that. But one thing I worry about is that kids are taking like 34 years in order to get their head straightened from these addictions and where they're going in life, which means they're depending on parents who are like my age, 60 or in their 70s, who are still having to take care of these men and women, young men and women that can't get straightened out because they've been on drugs for so long. And it is quite considered normal, at least in this town, where they say, oh,
I know exactly
don't worry,
what you're saying.
When they're 34, they will be fine.
Krishna, we're out
it's
of time.
Like the,
thank you for the call tonight. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Oh, I was going to say, I know exactly what she's saying, but I don't think it's because of the drugs. I blame government schools.
Very good. More on this and your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Let Sears keep you warm this winter with a new Carrier or Kenmore heating system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 020208. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Call now for your new heating system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746. Sears, where it begins.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hey, Dad, we need your help finishing the Christmas tree.
Okay, boys. I just got a few more Uncivil Liberties DVDs to ship out today.
Why did you guys make Uncivil Liberties?
You know how we like to look at those cool illustrations on Rents.com?
Yeah, David D's rocks. I like the chips one.
Well, those aren't chocolate chips. Those are little tracking devices the government wants to put under our skin someday to track us.
You mean the government's not the good guys?
Well, they should be the good guys. They're supposed to do what we the people say they should do. But these days, the people are too busy watching their favorite TV shows to keep an eye on the government.
You mean like SpongeBob?
Yeah, that's right. So we made Uncivil Liberties to help remind everyone to keep an eye on what's happening, not to fall asleep.
Asleep? It's not even bedtime yet.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor would work with him and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the top. That he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it in within a very short time. I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most. It was just leveling out, and as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That is updates.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support FTL.
800-259-9231, talking about the insane war on drugs. It's time to end it and end it completely. Re-legalize everything. Make it so people can easily access these products in the marketplace and they won't have to face arrest and possibly the ruining of their lives for making a mistake that otherwise would only, you know, affect them for a short period of time as opposed to getting a conviction on their record and affecting them for the rest of their lives. Or in the case of this gentleman in his 60s that we were talking about earlier, have the FBI confiscate all of his cash, all of his life savings, over $400,000, and now he has to prove that it was his money in the first place that he had earned over his entire lifetime, prove that beyond whatever the hell their requirements are in order to prove it at the federal level in order to have even a chance at getting it back. So there's so many different reasons why this war on drugs needs to end. Those are several of the reasons. One of the other reasons is to keep you safer from the drug addicts out there.
Whether you are a drug user or not.
Yes. Yes, if you are a drug user, you'll be safer because the drugs will be manufactured in a more quality-controlled environment, in a real business instead of some drug dealer's bathtub. And if you're not a drug user, if you aren't even connected with the drug scene, you'll be safer and your family will be safer because some drug-addled crackhead isn't going to come breaking into your house in the middle of the night trying to rob you blind so he can get his next hit of crack cocaine. I mean, those things
now,
happen.
Some people would argue, though, that, well, if crack cocaine's legal, then just as many, if not more, people will be addicted to it. then what's to stop them from breaking in? Here's the answer. Crack cocaine won't cost nearly as much. How much does aspirin cost? Do you see anybody robbing anyone for cigarettes? Do you see anyone holding someone up or slitting someone's throat over alcohol? I mean, to get it,
and
not because they drank it.
One could, if drugs were all legal, people probably wouldn't use crack, because crack is supposed to be an alternative for cocaine, because cocaine's very expensive.
Mm.
But cocaine won't be as expensive when it's legal.
That's true.
So crack there'll be no reason. Yeah, exactly.
Because
crack would not
illegal.
Exist if it wasn't for the war on drugs.
But presumably crack's not going to go away. Maybe some people really like its effects. I don't know what the difference is between crack and cocaine, but presumably they might like it. But the fact is, people who smoke crack don't smoke crack so they can go rob a store. They don't smoke crack so they can go break into someone's house.
They smoke crack to get high.
Right. And if they have crack and it's cheap, then they'll just keep getting high. Maybe they'll have a heart attack and kill themselves. I don't know. But that's their business and not mine. Now, one of the other issues, we had Krishna call in a few moments ago from California, and one of the other issues she had brought up towards the end of her call was that she was concerned that kids today in America are sort of being coddled by their parents. They're staying home for longer and longer than they ever did in the past, apparently. And she's disturbed by that and wonders how drug legalization will affect that situation.
Well,
and you wanted to expound on that.
She's absolutely right, I think, in that people are being coddled more. And I think there's several reasons for that. Number one, first of all, we're living longer. So people were getting married at 15 a while ago, but they were dying at 50. So that sort of has something to do with it. But I totally blame the government for this. They take care of almost every aspect of your life now. And so it's like you don't really have to do anything. You can just sort of be pushed along, and somebody will always be there to help you.
Mm-hmm. And it's sort of an American phenomenon, people moving out of their house and getting apartments and living by themselves or with roommates and that kind of thing. In a lot of countries, people live with their parents until they get married. And then sometimes they'll live in the same house still.
Right. And they take care of their parents. I think that I see this all the time with my friends. A lot of my friends that I had when I was 15, now they've gone on to college, right? And
yeah.
Their parents are paying for their college. So it's like, if they promise to go to college, they can have their parents still take care of them, but they can be sort of on their own.
Hmm.
But then they get out of college, and it's like, oh, wait, I'm an adult now. What do I do? I've never lived on my own.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know how to take care of myself.
So you don't think that Krishna's suggestion that these kids are staying home longer and longer because they're drug addicts, that's not the case?
No, I don't think drugs really has anything to do with it. I think that the government is responsible for that via government education mostly, and just the fact that they do everything now.
Well, yeah, and we've talked about on the show before the sort of the childification of young people in America, where kids
in
America...
There are a bunch of weenies now.
Well, there's that, and then there's also the fact that they're just... They're told they aren't adults. They're told that you aren't an adult until you reach this particular age, and that's usually 18. But even then, you're not really an adult.
Because you can't drink. You
right.
can't buy DXM in the state of New Hampshire till you're 19. What about 18? Why can't I buy it when I'm 18? I thought I was an adult. Oh, sorry.
Cough
Just
syrup.
Kidding.
Right. So they're sort of coddled in this way, and they're encouraged to not work. They're, in fact, prohibited from working.
A lot of them are sent off to university where, the term drunk and college student have almost become synonymous.
That's what college is for.
What do you mean?
Adults tell me this all the time. They say, you should go to college because of the experience. It's so much fun to just hang out with friends. And
it's like a long hangover.
It is. I thought college was exactly the same as high school, except you could smoke cigarettes on campus.
Well, you went to community college.
It's true. And if I guess if I went to a university, though, it would still be the same for me.
I live down the street from a university. Those kids are not studying hard.
No.
I mean, they're out in front of my window at 2 o'clock in the morning screaming their drunk heads off.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's a little different than going to a community college. That's all I'm saying. It's more of like an ongoing
same.
Party at the university because the kids are completely,
they're
on their own.
They're living on campus
right.
is the difference. There's still the same crap goes on in community college, though. The only difference is that the campus isn't big enough to live on.
Well, it's better that in community college because at least most of them are living at home with their parents and they
right.
have some kind of guidance, whereas these kids are off on their own. They don't see their parents for months at a time. But the parents, of course, are still writing big, big checks to keep up with the dormitories and all that other stuff.
Oh, those dorms are not cheap either. And they're teeny tiny. I don't know why anybody would want to live in a dorm room.
It's part of the experience, Julia. You've got to be on campus.
You know, I went to school. When I went to community college, I hated it so much. I couldn't imagine being in school all the time, like just being stuck on a campus. I only went to school when I absolutely had to, and I couldn't wait to leave and get back to real life.
So kids are told, I mean, they're told that this is the path to take.
Right.
They're told by their peers, they're told by the adults in their life, and they're especially told it by the guidance counselors and the administrators and the teachers at the government schools that they spend, you know, 13 years of their life being indoctrinated at. They're told that if you don't go to college, then you won't be successful. They're which is, of course, just an absolute lie. It's just not true. In fact, it could be argued that most people don't need to go to college.
A lot of employers would rather have experience over a college education anyway.
And the college education doesn't guarantee you a job.
No, it sure doesn't.
I mean, you like there. For example, there's a gentleman who spent 4 years, 2 or 4 years, I'm not sure, at college to be a restaurant manager. He is at the lowest.
The one you work with.
Yeah, I work with him, and I'm a manager, and all I did was spend a year and a half working hard to get where I'm at.
Well, now, wait a minute. You worked in food service prior to where you're currently at.
That's true.
So how many years total have you been in food service?
I've been in food service for 9 years now, pretty much.
Well, you started like waiting tables and stuff?
Yeah. But I've been at this restaurant.
And how much did you spend to get that training?
$0.
Oh,
in fact, I made money.
Oh,
actually.
You made money. Whereas this kid,
he spent $36,000, and he gets angry sometimes at me that he has the position or I have the position and he doesn't. He always tells me he wants my job. Well, you learned a $36,000 lesson there, buddy.
The fact is,
nobody
you don't deserve
owes
anything.
You anything.
Now, there are some careers where I say you absolutely have to have a college degree.
Doctors,
engineers, architects,
lawyer,
those kind of things. You have to have it. But a lot of these degrees, these
sociology, psychology,
communications, liberal arts, that kind of stuff. Throwaway degrees.
800-259-9231. Your thoughts on this or whatever's on your mind, you can take control even in these remaining moments. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Did you stuff yourself at Thanksgiving? Plan on stuffing yourself the rest of the holiday season? Do some damage control right now with a rapid weight loss system you can fit in between celebrations. Don't let your weight get completely out of control this holiday season. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. We only have a few moments remaining, but maybe enough time for your call at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. Features for free. Like the show? Well, then we'd ask for your assistance by shopping with us at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. If you've been to the website, you know that we give you everything for free. So this is just a way for you to get the stuff that you need for life or buy gifts for people or whatever you need to buy online. And a cut of your sale will go to Free Talk Live. Now, just as a point of information, when you enter through Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com, it won't show you how much is going to Free Talk Live when you check out. And the reason for that is because it's calculated at the end of a month, and it depends on the amount of items that we sell. So the percentage will change depending on how many people buy things. So it won't say anywhere, but trust me, if you enter through Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com, Free Talk Live will get a cut of your purchase. Doesn't matter if you buy used items, we'll get a cut. So once again, Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. We're talking about the war on drugs. We're talking about the childification of America, how young people in America are just encouraged to be like children as long as possible. Instead of encouraged to grow up sooner rather than later, they're encouraged, oh no, stay childlike. You should be out playing even though you're 24. You know, this kind of mentality, and it comes from a bunch of different areas. It comes from the fact that kids today, they're prevented from working, so you cannot go and get a real job at age 12 or 10 or whatever.
And when you can at 16, you're only allowed to work a certain amount of hours per week.
Right, it's federally regulated.
Yeah.
Right, they tell you all these little rules, and it gives you the impression that somehow the federal government regulates all the rules for working, and you can rely on them to protect you.
Yeah. We, for example, where I work, we won't hire anyone under 16, and the reason why... Yeah, it's not worth it because the 16-year-olds can barely work, and the 14- and 50-year-olds, they can't work at all, and there's just too many rules for us to deal with.
So what do those kids do? Well, they go out and they get high because they don't have anything else to do. They're 15. They can't get a job.
They can't get a paper route because nobody reads the things anymore.
They're bored.
They have to have a car to go between houses.
Right. So when a kid is bored and he can't actually get any work, what's he do? He gets together with his buddies and goes spray paint stuff, skateboards, and breaks things, and does things because they're bored. That's what teenagers do. They were actually able to go out into the workplace and get some experience. It would do a lot, I think, to help grow them up right quick.
Getting a job at 14 was the smartest decision I made as a teenager.
And how fortunate that you were able to find one.
Yeah, I actually had a job 2 days before I turned 14, and it was only because of my mother knowing someone.
I see.
And I was only allowed to work one day a week, and there was all kinds of rules. And I remember when I turned 15, there was new rules, and I got to work a little more. And when I turned 16, there was even more rules, and I was so excited that I could work another day.
So kids can't even have jobs, anytime they want them, so they can't get that experience. Then they're told that they have to be of certain age in order to do certain things, which is just asinine, as though, you know, kids can't decide for themselves what movies they want to see, or better yet, the theaters can't decide for themselves who they want to let in.
And they can see those movies if their parents come along. So silly.
Yeah, it really is.
Who waited until they were 17 to see an R-rated movie?
And then there's the inconsistency of the fact that you can do some things at 18, but not until 21 for other things. It's just absolutely nuts. And then again, there's also the track that people say you must go on. You must go to college. You must do this if you want to be successful. Where, of course, college is really more of just a big party than anything else. And that's not teaching kids the right lessons about life necessarily. So when they get out of college, they want to keep the party going. They spend all their money on, you know, drinking and partying on the weekends, weekend warrior, that sort of thing. And really, when do they get the chance to grow up, for real? Is it when they have a kid? Because it seems like they're getting knocked up earlier and earlier, and now you've got 16-year-old Britney Spears' sister getting knocked up as well. I don't know how parents are going to be dealing with that, but I guess it's an excuse to talk about
pregnancy. I know most of my friends from when I was a teenager are pregnant now or have kids now.
And they're in their early 20s.
Yeah, and they always say the same thing. Well, like, it forced me to grow up. It was good for me, but...
You weren't ready.
Yeah, I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing.
You're essentially a teenage girl in their early 20s, basically. I mean, they haven't really had... You've been looking at their MySpace pages,
for
instance.
They send me messages.
Right, and you say that they haven't changed.
No, not at all.
In the decade that you've been away from them, that they're still the same people. They just can buy alcohol now.
No, which is kind of scary. So they don't have to go wait in parking lots and take their shirts off for dudes to get alcohol anymore, I guess.
Wow.
That's a big step.
Have you done that?
yeah. Yeah. 15-year-olds do dumb things, and alcohol seems like something you really want to do when you're 15.
It's not hard to get it. That doesn't sound like very hard.
I had a system for getting alcohol, too. It didn't require taking any clothing off, thank God.
That's because you're a dude.
You have to pay somebody. That's all you have to do.
That's because you're a dude.
All right, let's go to the phones here. Ike's on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Ike, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, guys? Actually, Alex.
Oh, Alex in Florida.
Hey, how are you?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
With respect to the college thing, 90% of kids go to college, they just drink, they just party, they don't really learn anything. There is a good 10% that actually tries to, you know, motivate themselves intellectually, but it's overwhelming. The lion's share of kids, I go to UF, the lion's share of kids definitely just party, they don't do anything.
It's one of the party schools year after year, is it not? Isn't it an award-winning school for parties?
Definitely, and I mean, it's really sad for me because... I'm an economics student, and I try to, you know, get into, like, intellectual conversation with my peers, and it really isn't completely impossible. I gave up a long time ago.
Come on, dude, why you want to talk about all that smart stuff? Why don't you keep that in the classroom? We're trying to party here.
Yeah, that's basically the answers I get, and they just cram as much as they can right before the test, and they take the test.
Which, no retention.
The tests are definitely not free market leaning at all.
Yep.
Most of the classes here, if not all of them, are very much... you know, Marxist leaning, if not liberal leaning, in
typical
their teaching. So, right.
How would you what would you say the mentality of these? I mean, you're talking about people 19, 20, 22 years old. What would you say their real age is?
Like, you mean like the psychology of them?
Yeah. How old do they act?
I don't know. I mean, like, I used to do that stuff when I was, like, in the beginning, you know, years of high school. I mean,
yeah.
I guess they're stuck back in that era. I mean, I used to drink and party, but that was, like, back in the day when I was, like, a freshman in high school. And I'm not really proud of that era either, so...
But looking back, you feel so much more mature as a result, looking back and saying, wow, you know, I gave that up when I was 17, and you guys are still doing it.
Right, and they're stuck in that era of their life, and it's sad they're bringing it, and... bringing it to the future, and really they're not moving along in, you know, any job. They're not moving along intellectually. They're not learning anything, and they're really just going to get a degree. Then in the end, they're not really going to learn anything. There's nothing new in their minds except, you know, what kind of drink they like the best.
Well, yeah, most college kids, when they graduate, they never use their degree at the career they end up in. Most of them, I mean, I think it's like 9 out of 10.
Yeah,
well,
true.
What are you going to do with a sociology degree?
What are you indeed? A friend of mine got one of those. He went all the way through, like, grad school for it, and now he's, you know, he's working some retail job. So a lot of good that did him. Hey, Alex, thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231.
They say that people with bachelor's degrees make more, but, you know, I want to eliminate some of them, you know, that got certain types of degrees, the ones that you can actually use in the real, in the marketplace. I'd like to eliminate those and see how much more the people are that are
liberal
know,
arts.
Yeah,
degrees.
Those kind of.
My dad actually encouraged me, begged me to go, demanded that I go get a liberal arts degree, that exact degree. And he laughed at me when I told him that, why would I do that? That's retarded. It's not a degree in anything.
Well, your dad's an academic. He teaches for a living, and so he believes fully in this myth about college. And he wants you to do the same thing
right,
he did.
I said that I wanted to take some time off, figure out what I wanted to do, and then go back for that specific degree. And he said, no, you don't. You need to go get a liberal arts degree first, and then you can figure out what you want to do. What? That doesn't make
awful.
Any sense.
You know what I really enjoyed? The Penn & Teller BS episode
on college,
where they had this just jackball sort of showing off for the cameras and crushing beer cans on his forehead and that sort of thing. Like, this is what you get in college. Cool.
Congratulations.
Let's continue and talk to Kevin in New York. You're on Free Talk Live, Kevin, with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
You think the drug problem would be much bigger if we got rid of the D.A.R.E. program? Where these politicians use the police to teach the little kids how to use the drugs in the first place.
Yeah, they certainly do introduce young kids to drugs, and the facts on D.A.R.E. show quite clearly that it's completely ineffective and a waste of money.
And back when it was legal, they didn't have all that problem. Or they didn't go around to the schools and teach them. They treated it as medicine.
Well, kids could go into a corner store and they could first, they could buy a bottle full of heroin and nobody would check their ID or bat an eye at it.
It was medicine. Why would they?
Right.
And that's why it was treated as medicine, when it was competition to the big drug companies.
Yep. You got it, man. Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. We are about done. It has been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
So the only sane thing to do is to end the war on drugs entirely. That is, if you care about people. Otherwise, you can just keep ruining their lives by putting them in jail, stealing their money, stealing their stash, and just crapping on their life. We'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us in the meantime online at freetalklive.com.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Spy.